to tell Frank a snake story.
Yeah, do it.
My husband and his brother took me out fishing because I'm a country girl. I like to go fishing. I grew up fishing with my grandpa.
Yep.
And we are on this little John boat in a lake out in a little town called Alhambra.
Yeah.
And we're toting along with the trolling motor, and I'm sitting in the front of this John boat. My brother-in-law is in the back running the motor.
Driving.
And my husband is in the middle, and he's getting everything all set up. I cast a line, and I'm fishing at the front, and we're moving through this lake. I think I'm making this up, but it's probably about a 5-acre lake or whatever. It's got a lot of different nooks and crannies. It's a great lake to fish in. And I thought I saw something, and I go, hey, can snakes swim? And they're like, no, snakes can't swim. And I'm like, whoa, that's good, because I thought I saw a snake. But So I had seen it twice. I thought I saw it twice, but I'm like, they told me snakes can't swim. I have my line in the water. I catch a fish. I hook a fish. And I look down, and there is a snake wrapped around my leg twice.
Oh my God.
Looking up at me, and we are in the middle of a lake in a John boat, and I am like, holy crap! And I get up in the John boat.
No.
It didn't say crap.
Oh, okay. No.
And I
said, but did you? Yeah, go ahead.
I thrust my leg forward and kick it, and it hits right up in the peak of the boat in the front, right under the lip, and it falls back in the boat.
Yeah.
So now it's in the bottom of the boat.
Yeah. And it's angry at you.
Well, I'm angry at it also. And so I get up and I am screaming. Oh. My brother-in-law who's driving the boat in the back.
Probably telling you, sit down.
It's going, he's like, what's going on? Because I went from,
he probably can't see it.
Peaceful, no talking. I know how you're not supposed to talk while you fish. You're supposed to fish.
You're also not really supposed to stand up and make a commotion in a John boat.
In a John boat with three grown adults in it. And I have a fish on the line. So I successfully make it from the front of the boat to the back of the boat.
Wow.
And at the same, they don't know what's going on. I'm like, snake, there's a snake. So when I make it to heaven one day, probably
apparently
not my first
it was
first
in the water
request.
And it was drowning.
It was drowning.
It can't swim.
And it,
so
I
it latched
saved
onto
its
your
life. But let's just say that the snake did not end that day with its head. Oh. But it had my brother-in-law. I'll never forget
this. How did
this.
It get all the way in the boat without you guys seeing it?
And without being able to swim, liars.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're very
good swimmers.
I go, you could
adapt at things.
You said they couldn't swim, and they're like, yeah, well, they didn't want me to freak out.
I
I freak out when the snake's crawling.
Remember,
up my
I
leg.
Told the story about where we were talking about snakes a couple weeks ago when I was gone for the weekend, and I was going to be where there was going to be snakes, and we did see a couple snakes down there, as I knew we would. And we were on a canoe during one of them, and before we even left with the canoe, I told my wife, look. You're probably going to see a snake while we're doing this.
Bring the shotgun.
If you freak out, we will be in the water.
With the snake.
Yeah, exactly.
And
with
the snake's
the
friends.
Snake.
Yes.
And all its friends and all the other things that are in the water. So the best thing to do is to not go crazy. Mm. Sit still. If you see one and you don't want me to go near it, I won't go near it. Point
Which
it out.
Which is the opposite message of snakes can't swim. And then it's staring at me on my leg, and I freaked out.
I can't believe you stood up and did all that in a John boat, and it didn't. You guys didn't end up in the water.
I did two laps in that John boat, two full laps,
ended. That's a big, sturdy John boat.
With my brother-in-law, and I remember this very vividly. Sorry, Matthew, but I remember you wearing like the slide sandals with socks.
Nice,
and you were standing with your sandals on top of the snake while we had to truck all the way across. To get to the dock.
Throw that thing back in the lake and go back to fishing.
After you kill it, right? After it can't...
Either one.
Dead, you know
a
what?
Dead or alive snake.
You know what
put it
can't
back in the water.
Swim? A dead snake.
Yeah, well, it can go in the water too.
Oh, man. I mean...
Dead or alive?
I can feel the snake on my leg right now. It's still staring
at me.
That's
crazy.
And it was not cool.